is Brian.
Hi, Brian. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, yeah. Did you just get my email?
Yeah, but I already had you on the calendar to call you back. I just got back from my lunch.
Oh, I say that was fast. I literally just hit send.
Oh, it literally like just pulled up. It says 0 minutes ago. But I was planning on calling. You were my first call back after lunch, anyways, because spoken earlier. Yeah.
One sec here. I had some questions that I wanted to ask you again.
Perfect.
But I was just in the middle of putting a reminder in. One sec here.
I don't mind holding.
Oh, man. Okay. So, my first question is on the website, because that was the main thing that I was interested in for it. Whether it's me or you, somebody can make changes to the website, like, as we go, like, if we want to add pictures to it or add this or take things like that, like, can that be done?
Absolutely. So that would either be done by yourself or it would be done by one of the technicians. I won't actually make the changes. I am the account lead, and I'm here to communicate any and all changes that you need, and I'm here to assist you and walk you through how to do that type of stuff, but I don't actually go in and make the changes. So there's a couple of options available to you. Once the website has been set up, so once client interview is conducted and then the website is set up, a lot of people, you know, we do the basics, we get the content built out there, and then a lot of people like to kind of take it from there. And if they,
okay.
if they make a list, they email the list back in, or they call and they say, hey, I actually want XYZ, I want this to be first, I want this color, I want this font. Whatever the case is, those changes can be made, or again, you always have the ability to make them yourself. There's no limit to the number of changes that you can make, and you have access to this from the client dashboard through what we call the website editor. So you literally will be able to click on it and make the changes yourself as you see fit, if you see fit.
Okay, that was one of my questions. Man, I'm 100 miles an hour all day, so my memory sucks. But he told me to ask you something specifically, and I just texted him. And
okay.
I can't remember what the heck it was, but I'll email it to you if he brings it up again. I think we're gonna do it. Just because of the, let me just clarify that I understood what you were saying. So when someone Googles whatever our keyword is, landscaping or hardscaping, because that's our main landscaping and hardscaping. We don't do mowing anymore. Landscaping, hardscaping, fertilization treatments or whatever, lawn treatments, whatever someone Googles that, you're saying that we will show up on the first page of Google results.
Yes, exactly.
And so, like, when I pull my phone out right now and I Google, a boutique near me, it's going to pull up, you know, Juneberry, FKJ, and Nina, and it shows me three on my phone. I'm going to be one of those three, or click more places, and it's going to be more, you know, I'll be on that.
When you first start out, you might be under the more places, okay?
Okay.
When you very
so
first
how does
start
that
out.
Change?
So how that changes is by sticking it out. So this is the thing. This is something, it takes hold. Like, you have to begin it, and then we set everything up out there. We start with review generation and reputation management. That's one of the very first and most important things, and we have many tools to help you with that. We have a tool directly on the website, which is a clickable link. They can go in and leave a review there. We have a tiny URL. We also have the ability from the dashboard, Brian, it's a drop down. It says reviews, and it literally says export. And you can put in anybody's phone number or email address, and it sends them a pre-made message to get those 5-star reviews. So it's not like you're out there knocking on doors, calling people
so
up,
like
chasing them around.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to chase them around to get those 5-star reviews. We're here to help you do that, okay? So the 5-star reviews
that,
are going to help.
And that's not a problem. We can get the reviews.
I bet you can.
When I set up our Angie's List, I think I got like 30 reviews in the first day that I just sent to customers. And
beautiful.
They all, most of them did them. So, but Angie's List was like 5 reviews and you're at the top of the list. And I got the eight within like the first couple hours, but I'm up to like 25 or 30 and I'm still not getting much out of it. So I just want to, how do you guys see return? Like, do you get a message when someone clicks our link and calls us? Like, how do you see
you're getting all the calls and the messages coming directly to you. So there's a couple of different tools that we have. We have what's called the local Splash call app. And this is what we could do here is we have the ability to put forward a dedicated business line for both you and Marty, if you so choose, you know, and mm-hmm. it gives the business a very professional greeting. Thank you for calling XYZ. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with Brian, press 3. To speak with the front desk, press 4. To speak with Marty, press 5. Whatever the case is, okay, if you want the hardscape
and
division.
And it'll ring one of our phones?
Yes. It's going to ring one of your phones. This is going to eliminate spam and robocalls. It's also going to give you the ability to be able to track the physical phone calls. Say at some point that you assign a front office gal, right? And mm-hmm. she's taking the calls in for you. Say she missed a digit in an address, or say you were taking calls for Marty, or whatever the case is, somehow something got missed where it would really behoove you to be able to go back in and listen to that phone call as opposed to have to call the client back. We've all been in those situations, mm-hmm. right? Where it's mm-hmm. just a little bit better if I could just, you know, have like a rewind button. Well, you do. You have the ability to go in and listen to all the phone calls as they're recorded for training purposes. Okay. In addition to this, the super cool thing about it is you can put people on the DNC. So from that same drop down within the dashboard, if for some reason you had, we've all gotten those, what are they? The call warranty calls, right? To update your mm-hmm. car warranty. It's like, geez Louise, you know, but those are kind of a pain in the neck, or people calling from outside the country trying to sell you something. So we can DNC those people. Now, the super cool thing about this is we enable the Google Mobile Click to Call and the Google Mobile Click to Text. So if they're calling or texting, that's coming directly to you. If they're emailing, that's coming directly off the website, again, straight to you. Plus, you're getting notification mm-hmm. from the local Splash dashboard that says, hey, Brian, you guys have a new review. Hey, Brian, you guys have a new lead from your website. Like, we alert you at every turn when something is going on. So not only are you getting notification from client or prospect directly, but you're also getting it directly from us because we don't want you to miss any opportunities.
Okay, I got you there.
So we're not filtering it.
So I was just curious, do you guys track what business you give us? Do you, like, have it, do you know, like, I've sent you 20 customers this month, or 20 people have called you or emailed you mm-hmm. from our,
yep.
just, you are able to track that?
Yes, that's from the dashboard. So the cool thing about the dashboard is it breaks, yes, you can break it all the way down from the search. So how many times was lawn fertilization searched in a 50-mile radius? Or you could break it down to these top 3 zip codes or this county. And how many times did I show up as a top recommended option, which is an impression? Okay, so keywords per impression, mm-hmm. how many keywords and which impression you're showing up. Also, how and where you're ranking. In addition to that, we have the ability to take it from the actual click to the physical phone call. Okay, so they did the search, then they clicked on your website, and then they called you directly. And that's all broken down.
So this might be a stupid question, but I'm not very tech
advanced.
There's
no stupid questions.
So is there a way for us to use this software that does the call forwarding to our phones with people that have our personal numbers already?
Yeah, so what you would do is you would just tell them we changed our phone number to this, and it would be the new phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the new phone number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I just remembered the question he wanted me to ask.
Yay.
Is there a way on this website for us to let – so we use QuickBooks right now.
Mm-hmm.
We send our customer an email to pay their bill. Mm-hmm. Is there a way through our website that they can pay their bill?
Yes.
Where they – you know, where – okay.
So we have the ability to integrate payment options. Absolutely. It's a service that we offer free of charge within the website. People choose to take electronic payment all the time. They want Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, any of those. So there's always a QR code associated with the type of payments that that you guys take. And we implement that into the website, and you can take the payment straight off the site. No problem.
Okay. So, that's included in $299.
Yes,
sir.
Does
it cost me like 5% or does it cover their fee?
No, because it's all going through what you've already got set up. So the payment's not stopping at Local Splash. It's going directly from A to B. It's not stopping via Local Splash just because this is who runs your website. We don't fool with the payment stuff. That's all directly to you, and there's no additional charges for it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that answers all my questions. Let me pull up your email here. So, Google and Bing, and I thought I heard you list other websites.
Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, okay. HopFrog, Kudzu. There's 60 destinations, plus voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa and Google Home. In addition to that, mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, and then, of course, all the Facebook stuff. So it's literally, I mean, there's a lot of bang for your buck.
So when we advertise, how do the ads get chosen? Like, do we make template ads and you just run them randomly? Or do you make template ads? Like, because when I make my ads on Facebook, mm-hmm. I take like a picture of a job that we recently did,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say, you know, I'll put a couple befores and afters maybe, and then I'll just mm-hmm. say like, hey, you know, call for an estimate or whatever.
Right.
Or if it's a lighting job, I'll put the lighting picture up and I'll say mm-hmm. call today for a lighting estimate. Who makes those ads and how do you do them?
We have a website development department. So we have Kyle and Lydia, and they do all the Facebook. I mean, they're the Facebook. The website department is Selena and Steve. So Kyle and Lydia do all of the Facebook, all of the Facebook ads and put all of the Facebook ads together. I do have the ability to put a notation in there, that you would like to see the ads before they run live. You can have as much say-so as you do or don't want on those ads. Again, you know, we take the content that you have, that you give on the Facebook, the content that you send directly to us, so the photographs, things like that, the stuff that you upload to the Facebook or you send over to us directly, and that's how we build it. We can always use what you already have in there as well. But the super mm-hmm. cool thing about this is we're not going to, like, respond to your social media or things like that. Like, our job is to build the stories, the posts, to create the Facebook ads and to get that going for you. And, of course, we encourage you to continue to post in there and to continue to interact with your clients and interact with the public, because it's only going to generate more revenue for you. It's only going to give a bigger buzz.
Okay. Are you local in Cincinnati, or it says on?
No, we're in Fountain Valley, California. We're about 15 minutes from Disneyland. You ever been to California?
I was just looking at you. I have not.
Yeah, you guys still have snow on the ground out there, right?
Actually, today's a nice day. It's like 55 degrees here, but yeah, normally we do.
Right.
But anyway, I guess those are all the questions I had. I just, like, looked up your company. I just wanted to, you said you had A+ with the Better Business Bureau, and
mm-hmm.
that's something really important that we also do. And,
cool. We could brand that on the site for you as well.
Oh, I know another question I had. Are you able to advertise for, like, hiring, too? Like,
yes.
Hiring ads.
Yes.
Okay.
We absolutely can. That is a feature that we added about a month ago, that we can make the hiring ads. We can create those. And we've actually had people that signed up, like, strictly just for that. Like, they really need employees.
Okay. Yeah, we for some reason this year we've been doing better. We have 6 guys that are around year-round, even mm-hmm. though it's technically a seasonal type job. We work all year-round. but then we like to hire about 10 more every spring. Mm-hmm. And we have a few guys lined up, but it's about time for me to start posting hiring ads. And I usually just do that through Facebook with the mm-hmm. you know, the $50 boosts or whatever whatever they're called. But anyways, so I guess I'm gonna talk to Marty again. And but how do I set? I do want to do a little research on your company too first. Mm-hmm. But how do I start setting things up once I'm ready?
Well, once you're ready, then you call me. I will go through the questions that I need to do to get you to your client interview. I'll take payment, and we'll go over everything. And then at that point, the client onboarding process will take you through to the next piece.
Okay. So should I call you back? It'll probably be tomorrow before I do, but should I call you then?
Yeah, absolutely. You should absolutely call me.
Okay, I'm on your Better Business Bureau now. I just wanted to read over a couple things. I'll look over it and I'll give you a call back if I have any questions.
Sure. Yeah, when you're reading over the Better Business Bureau, the thing that I want you to remember is that we've maintained an A-plus rating over the past 18 years that we've been in business. With the number of complaints that are on there and have been closed, those are actual real verified clients that did have a valid complaint, and then everything was made right to that complainant's or past client's satisfaction. But with the amount of complaints that are on there versus the 10,000 clients we have across the U.S. and Canada, it's less than 1% of the clientele, you know. And I'm sure you would agree, Brian, you can't please everybody all the time, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So the complaints, I mean, we're not ashamed of them. Like, every single one of them has been made right. And we choose to save face and keep it very professional, you know, but you can read through there. And when you're reading, read the complaint and also read the responses, always by encouragement, because those are actual verified clients.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you did say it's a month-to-month thing. So if, like, mm-hmm. I had any issues and I did want to cancel, I can do that.
Absolutely.
If I did want to cancel and I wanted to keep my website running, you guys will keep it running for $49 a month, you said?
That's the max. It might even be a little bit less than that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I could buy it right outright for $99.
Correct.
$299 a month. No contracts for the platinum package. This includes being able to pay online too, Mike. That's important to me, the customers being able to pay on the website.
Yeah, payment integration. We include it with the package. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this just a standard contract here, or is there any way to, like, add things in that, like, you've told me on the phone that I don't see on here?
Yeah, that's not a contract. That is an overview of everything that I promised to provide for you.
Okay.
As far as the terms and conditions go, the terms and conditions are all verified there with once payment's taken and everything is done. Like, the hosting fee, again, for the website to continue to update and things like that, like I said, the max that it costs is $49. Obviously, on a case-by-case situation, so they don't lock that pricing in. It's never more. I've never seen it be more than $49. The $99 buyout, that's also something that's very, very standard within our company. But the terms and conditions are all sent to you after we've taken payment and everything's ready to move forward, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, that should be all I need for now, and hopefully I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. I'm really excited to just get a website back up again and running. So
right.
You said that you guys could do that in like 4 to 5 days probably?
Yep, 3 to 5 business days. So within the first week, absolutely.
Okay. I'll do what I need to do, a little research here, and then I'll get back with you.
Perfect. And I'm here until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time too, just so you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Bye.